And with me in the care of Yes Studios now is John Reeves, who's with Chorale Acadienne. Their Christmas concerts are taking place this week, Tuesday and Friday, in the Cathedral of St. John here in Lafayette. And John, we were just talking a bit about how popular the Chorale Christmas concert is. You all have had it for many, many years now.
Yes, this has kind of become a tradition for Acadiana, and it's probably one of our most people attend this concert of all that we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have the right mix of choral music, that sense of this swelling choral music in a beautiful setting.
That's right.
It's a perfect combination.
You add candlelight and beautiful music, and it makes the Christmas season begin.
That's right, and that wonderful air in the cathedral. I don't know what it is, the smell of the holy water, or it's just the incense. It's really lovely. So let's talk about the music that y'all will be doing on Tuesday and Friday. It's the same concert that you'll do on both nights?
Yes, Tuesday and Friday are the same concert, and we're doing a lot of just the traditional favorites this year. We're bringing in a few of the Handel Messiah choruses that everybody knows and loves, and then there'll be one of the features this year was we have the Ascension Episcopal School Children's Choir, the middle school choir, directed by Rusty Roden. He's going to have his children there for a portion of the concert, and we're joining with them on a beautiful song called All Is Well that we'll be singing along with the children's chorus. And so it's going to be just a wonderful evening of music.
Yeah, the children's voices always adds a really nice element. And we were just talking about the elements that make this concert so special, but those very high, clear children's voices in the cathedral.
Right, and we have that All Is Well song features a boy soprano, and that boy soprano sound, just the clear, pure soprano sound, is going to be so lovely in the cathedral.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many members are there in Chorale Acadienne?
There are about 55 that are singing in this concert, and then the children, there will be about 40 to 45 of them also singing. And then we'll have an 18-piece orchestra that will be accompanying along with the organ.
So you'll have live music with the choral.
Yes, definitely.
Are these members from the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, or how do you gather this group of musicians?
Some of them are, and some of them are local musicians that Lauren Baker contracts for us, and she's well-known in the community here as one of our violinists, and she contracts the orchestra for us.
So she puts that together. You don't have to worry about
definitely.
Them. Yeah. Yes. Well, tell us about putting together a Christmas concert. You know, there's so many different, emotional nuances that you have to consider when you put together a concert. When you were choosing, because you're the interim artistic director right now, what were some of your thoughts as you were filling in and creating the fullness of this concert?
Well, as I was kind of looking at what we were going to be doing, one thing that I kept in mind was the number of rehearsals we had left. You know, because you have to think of that as you're planning out the rehearsal schedule and just knowing what you can get accomplished by the time that you need to have it ready. And then also our former director, Terry Bowman, had already chosen a few things, and I kept a few of those also. We're going to do the rousing arrangement of Masters in This Hall, which is a wonderful Christmas staple, and this is the Alice Parker Robert Shaw arrangement that we're going to be doing. And then also a beautiful In Dulce Jubilo, which is a more romanticized arrangement of that piece.
It's not that
piece.
Spare medieval.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so it's really lovely. But one of the things I took into consideration was trying to find those things that really say this is the Christmas season to all of us. And then also add a few things in that maybe we weren't expecting that will just give us something to go home and think about a little bit more.
That's right. Expand our own Christmas repertoire, because it's such a huge repertoire of literature, the Christmas, you know, going all the way from the medieval, as we were talking about with Dr. Hockepel, to the very, very contemporary choral pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, in any Christmas concert, if you don't hear Hark the Herald Angels Sing or Silent Night or some of those, you kind of don't feel like you've had Christmas yet. So we've added in some of the more traditional carols.
Right. So you're really trying to cover quite a number of expectations
right.
In this Christmas concert. And I know that you all do it so beautifully every year because people return every year to the cathedral for this concert. So your season already started with a German Requiem in October, which went really well.
Right.
And now you have your Christmas by Candlelight concerts, and you have to do two in order to get everybody into
right.
the concert. What is the rest of your year going to be like?
Well, next spring, we always do our Moonlight in Music, which is our fundraising event for Chorale. And that's a dinner, and it usually features either movie music or there's some theme. This year, we're going to be looking at movies that that were Oscar winners and picking some music from those movies. And then later on in the spring, we're doing a celebration of American choral music, and Rusty Roden will be the interim artistic director for that concert and also for the Moonlight in Music concert.
Well, people will look forward to that, American choral music. And again, you all have so much to choose from, and you do it so beautifully for every concert. If anyone would like more information about Chorale Acadienne and this concert, you all have a website?
We do. It is www.chorallacadienne.com,
mm-hmm.
or they can also call 337-349-5342 for more information.
And should they reserve tickets ahead of time, or can they get them at the door?
They can get them at the door, but it does usually sell out. Mm-hmm. So I would say get there early.
Okay, so check for availability for the concert tomorrow evening and, of course, for the one on Friday. So
right.
that's who knows if it's sold out on Tuesday. But so check either online or give them a call for tickets. This is the annual Christmas by Candlelight concert we're talking about. My guest is John Reeves, who's been with Chorale Acadienne for a number of years and is the artistic director for the Christmas concert this year. 7:30, both concerts begin at 7:30.
Both concerts, yes.
In the cathedral. So a great way to celebrate music and Christmas. There's so much going on in Lafayette around Christmas time, but this has become a tradition for so many people.
It has. It's a wonderful way to begin the holiday season.
That's right. Well, thank you, John, for coming by to let us know more about these two concerts, actually, the Christmas by Candlelight concerts this Tuesday and Friday at the Cathedral of St. John the Evangelist. Chorale Acadienne is performing along with an 18-piece orchestra, so a real treat of music.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.